Today from the Ohio Newsroom, changes for Ohio court interpreters.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Across Ohio, there's a shortage of qualified court interpreters, people who can translate even the most complex legal jargon for non-English speakers in the state. The Ohio Supreme Court hopes that changing some of its certification requirements could help bridge the gaps. Here to tell us more is Judge Molly Johnson of Mahoning County Court. Could you describe the current landscape for Ohioans seeking legal language interpreters? What are the challenges right now to getting an interpreter in court?
What we have found from 2014 through present is that the need for interpreters across Ohio has more than tripled, whereas the available interpreters continues to decline. We have plenty of lawyers and plenty of interpreters. Again, could always use more. But our population based on a geographic map would be that those are centered in the three C's, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. Whereas when you get to some of the more rural counties, you're just not seeing a high population of interpreters.
What certification changes are coming and how will they help with the shortage?
What we've actually done is added distinct qualifications for folks who are maybe not quite language skilled enough to pass the full certification exam. The court is responsible for trying to appoint the first category being certified before it moves down to each of the other categories. The other thing that we did is that we added a reciprocity rule. So if you, Kendall, are certified through the Supreme Court or the Superior Court of Pennsylvania, the rules now allow us to recognize that. And rather than making you take that exam again, the language services section will do an analysis as to what was required in the other state where you were certified and allow you to import that. So just removing that barrier to entry.
Another thing that was talked about was AI, which seems to be talked about everywhere now. Where did the court land on how artificial intelligence could be used for interpretation?
So Superintendent's Rule 87 now prohibits courts from using artificial intelligence for substantive legal translations or interpretations. Now, when you take it out of that substantive context, AI is allowable. You may need signage in Spanish, in Somali, in Mandarin. Now contrast that with somebody's right to due process and constitutional rights within an actual court proceeding. And you can see the concern and the distinction in getting something wrong.
Yeah, the stakes are a bit higher, like you said, in the courtroom itself. Could you speak to that? Why is it so important that we do increase our roster of certified court interpreters?
If you can put yourself in the shoes of somebody who doesn't have English as a first language, imagine something simple like trying to go to the post office or the BMV or the grocery store. All of those tasks that we take for granted as native English speakers, all of those tasks are terrifying. Compare and contrast that with somebody who's facing jail time, the removal of their parental rights, these really massive liberties that have the potential to be removed from individuals. It is necessary to make sure that they have every advantage that a native English speaker would have.
That's Honorable Molly Johnson with Mahoning County Court and Chair of the Ohio Supreme Court's Language Advisory Committee. Thank you so much, Molly.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.